following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Plumbers, Waterworks, and HVAC pros, this is Coach Terry Bradshaw. Are you looking for a team that gets you the supplies you need?
Yeah.
Then you want Ferguson. You can order your materials online, then pick them up at your branch or have them delivered.
Yeah.
And with Ferguson Pro Plus, your online orders now earn points you can use to get cool stuff, electronics, sports gear, even trips. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Then check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com.
For a limited time, score double points on all Renai products. Check out Ferguson.com/Pro Plus.
The Subway Tuscan Chicken Melt is now trending. Let's see what people are saying. Hashtag low fat. Hashtag living the dream. Hashtag cheese please. Hashtag nom nom nom. We couldn't agree more. The Tuscan Chicken Melt, made with tangy balsamic vinaigrette and melty cheese. Enjoy it for a limited time as a $6 footlong special. Hashtag get your own. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Low fat refers to 6-inch subs prepared to recipe. Full nutritional information at Subway.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday. And over the next hour, we're going to talk a little football. We're going to talk a little baseball playoffs. We're going to talk a little bit about the rest of the world of sports as well. Of course, it's Thursday. That means our last segment is Luke Hoover from RotoWire, rotowire.com. If you've got fantasy football questions, be sure to email or tweet or Facebook us yours, and we will ask Luke as we head into some of these bye weeks, maybe filling in some spots that you need. Also, Kearney High football coach Brandon Cool is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Pretty big football game for them. Basically, the playoffs have been kind of working for Kearney High the last few weeks. They need a win against Lincoln North Star to probably get into the playoffs. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss the health of his team as well. And we'll be talking about UNK's big week coming up as they help beat Parkinson's with Team McBride. Athletic Director Emeritus John McBride and Kelly Bartling are going to join us here in just a moment as well. I'm going to call you Emeritus.
I sort of like that.
I do too.
I learned a word, so I wanted to use it.
Well, that has a definition too, so that's good.
Well, we'll talk about all the activities that are coming up here in just a moment. But again, folks, if you want to contact the show or if you've got a question of any of our guests, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. You can also Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. And of course, the Bruce Furniture Hotline, as always, 888 455 ESPN, 888 455 3776. Kelly, let's start with you as we get the program underway. I think if anybody saw the Kearney Hub yesterday, and I'll tell you what, it's one of the most reposted or shared things I've ever seen on Facebook about what's going on with UNK and John McBride, who has been a part of our community for so many years, and some special, I guess we've talked about it before, John battling Parkinson's and stepping down as the AD, still working with UNK. But now it's time to get more awareness out there and get this thing kind of kicked in the butt a little bit.
Yeah, John early on decided that he wanted to take an opportunity to educate people, and he's very motivated to do that. And so we thought that we could have a special game day event, a luncheon, and just provide people some information so they're aware of what Parkinson's is. I know that John probably gets a lot of questions or people not really understanding what it is. We've invited his physician from UNMC to come and visit with the crowd, and he's doing some amazing things with Parkinson's, and we thought that they would like to share that.
Now, the big event will be around the football game on Saturday. Also going to talk about it at the next volleyball event. Tell us what all is going to be going on Saturday.
On Saturday, we have a luncheon that starts at 11, and anyone who wants to come to that, please feel free to join us. If you go to unk.edu, one of the main rotating images that we have on our website is about the event, and the RSVP information is up on there. So we're having a lunch. John and the chancellor and Dr. Bertoni, his physician, are going to talk. And then after that, of course, the game, and we'll be decking people out with rally towels so we can get the crowd into it. We'll do a sideline presentation during the game, halftime. And then moving into Tuesday for the volleyball game, it's just good to share some activities with some of the other sports as well.
Well, because they're all going to be winning. We know that. We've got that already penciled in for Saturday and Tuesday. Kelly, one more time, where will the luncheon be held before the football game at?
The luncheon is at the Nebraskan Union in the Ponderosa Room.
John is in studio with us here today. He's always been gracious with his time and talking athletics, and I do want to talk about that a little bit. But, John, since we're into this, this is a disease that we have talked about sparingly during your tenure. Came up a lot more when you said that you were going to step down. I think anybody in the Loper family knows about this. I guess the first question is how you're doing.
I'm feeling pretty good. Right now, knock on wood, the medicine regimen, the workout regimen, the getting away from the stress and anxieties of the everyday athletic director position, it's all connecting pretty well, and I've been feeling real good. It's a change of pace, and it's a tough adjustment, I got to tell you, after 30 years in the business to not be able to do the things you've been doing for 30 years. So that's been tough. Just trying to emotionally and mentally, you know, stay sharp.
I was going to say, what was more stressful, the job or not being able to do the job and stepping away?
Yeah, combination. Yeah. Trust me.
John McBride's with us here in studio. Kelly Bartling as well with UNK. I guess, first off, what do you think about all this? Putting Parkinson's out there, having events like this, it's dealing with your personal life, but yet it's also trying to educate, as we say.
Yeah, and anybody that knows me has gotten to know me over the years. I'm not real comfortable with John McBride promotion.
Yeah.
So this is not the easiest thing to do, but it is easy from another standpoint. I have Parkinson's for a reason, and I think that reason is to educate other people on how they can deal with this disease and how we can continue research to try to cure it, because they're getting closer and closer, I think, to that end. And maybe not in my lifetime, but if I help one or two people out, one or two people that have the disease, or one or two people that have to live with somebody or help somebody who has the disease, then I've done something, you know, good for everybody. So it's not always easy to talk about what yourself and what you have, but at the same time, I think it's good for people to clearly understand what is going on. I think UNK has played a great part in this education process, allowing me to continue in the part-time role that I am, recognizing that I still can contribute to the cause at UNK, and my goal is to see us finish what we've started.
Well, that's a no-brainer. I mean, to keep your knowledge around and keep UNK growing as they head into the MIAA, if you'll allow me to ask, what have you learned, I guess, about Parkinson's? There's a lot of people, myself, I mean, I generally get what Parkinson's is and how it affects people, but not everybody does, and I'm sure I don't know all about it. What I guess, have you learned about it as you've dealt with this?
Well, you know, I talked about this at the press conference when I resigned from the athletic director's position, about it, the athletic director's job being an all-consuming job. Well, having Parkinson's disease is an all-consuming thing. Mm-hmm. Just you're continually thinking about what you need to do next. Literally walking, dressing, eating, walking across the room, taking that next step. You had to reprogram your brain to do those type of things. The things that are natural and the things that come easy, that are easy tasks that you take for granted, you and I take for granted, don't take those for granted because they can be gone in a heartbeat because I don't have those same abilities anymore. I'm slower getting around. I'm not able to get the muscles to work as quickly. So I have to think through all those processes. And I've told Dr. Bertone the last time I visited with him, and I actually go up to Omaha tomorrow to visit with him again on an appointment, that I was tired of thinking all the time. Yeah. And that's probably the best way to describe it. Basically with Parkinson's, part of your brain is not sending out signals to the rest of your body that they normally send out. So part of your brain is affected and dying off. And so the medicine you take supplements that and masks it and helps you tell your system to work and to take that next step and to take that next action. So you have to stay on the regimen with medicine. You have to be very good with that. You have to stay physically active. And again, stress is definitely has a stress does not tie in well with Parkinson's. I can tell you that. So, you know, what Michael J. Fox is doing on television, phenomenal on his part. Don't know how he does it, to be honest with you. And I'm sure they've had to use some tricks to do some camera motions and camera angles to get through those shows because, I mean, you think about it all the time. I mean, it just affects how you move. Your movements are affected. You walk slower. Your gait's different. Your expressions are different. And people see all those things and don't understand why it's happening. So that's why it's important to get that word out about Parkinson's. And one thing I did want to share, the family members that are the part of it, my wife, all that family, the athletic department family, the university family, the Kearney community family, all play a huge part in helping with Parkinson's and dealing with Parkinson's. Their care and their understanding of what I'm dealing with, it's okay to lend me a hand. It's okay to ask me to go do something, just know that it'll take me a little bit longer to get there to do it. But I'm still sharp upstairs in the mind and have a lot to contribute.
How much, John, and John McBride's with us in studio, Kelly Bartling from UNK. I was just kind of reading the story yesterday and knowing what we already know a little bit and what you've already told us at that press conference and here today. How much of your day is now devoted to dealing with Parkinson's, with going to the doctors and exercising and such?
I think my physical therapist put it best that you're consumed by it. Yeah, for the rest, that's the overwhelming thing, and sometimes that really gets to you because it's a never ending process, and you know that you're gonna have to do that the rest of your life. So you might choose to do exercise when you don't have to in a normal situation. I don't have a choice. If I want to lead a good life, good productive life, and to feel good, and be able to hold my grandchild, and be able to do things that I want to do with my life that I haven't done to this point, mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's a lot to think about, obviously, but it's all consuming, and that's the reason being an athletic director and having Parkinson's disease, two things that take all of your time and more. It just wasn't going to work out.
And it was time to get 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, it was time to get somebody energized into the athletic director's position, work with him. You know, we've got a lot of things to do. It kills me to walk away from the job in the middle of something when we made a move that I think is great for the institution long term, to not be able to complete that with those people in the athletic department, your family. You know, that was the tough thing, to look at them in the eyes and the staff members and tell them that I'm not going to be able to finish this thing with you, but I am going to try to be around to help them finish the goal and finish the championships.
It's like being a coach, John. You're always going to be in the middle of something. It's like every coach that says, well, I'll retire after this class graduates, or I'll retire after this class graduates. There's always going to be another kid that you like, so I don't think there would ever be a good time to step away because this institution, it continues to grow. I got to ask you what you think of the new guys so far.
I like Paul a lot. I think UNK and Kearney and is very fortunate to get a gentleman, an athletic director, with as much experience in that athletic director's chair as he had coming in here. He has a vast knowledge of sports. He's an athlete. I think he's going to fit in very well in Kearney. I think people are going to like him as they get to know him, and he knows his business. He's going to get the job done. We set the stage for a lot of things, and there's still some things that need to be tweaked and changed and looked at. Nothing's perfect, but I think we've got things positioned for some greatness in the future, and I think he's a good guy to take us there. I look forward to working with him. I enjoy working with him, and I look forward to it.
He everybody seems to like him so far.
Yeah,
of course, he hasn't shook anything up yet either, right?
when you're first year coach, you're always a winner until I start analyzing the records.
John, just your thoughts since the last time we talked, which was when you announced your retirement, came in, and we talked a little bit about that and the transition. There's been a couple things that's happened in the MIAA. I've kept this story right on top here about the change in football with a couple of teams leaving. We had Mr. Plinski on yesterday address that. Daryl Morris talked about it on Tuesday. That's one of the stories. Are there some other things that you're still I know you're keeping an eye on what's going on. Are there a couple of things in there that you've got comments on?
Yeah, here and there. They know where to. Paul and Doug know where to find me. They're keeping me busy with some projects, and I offer my input when I needed to offer my input. But they're intelligent people, and my thoughts echo their thoughts. You know, on this thing. And my first question to Paul was, can we play an affiliation too? You know, so. Again, I'm not the athletic director, so that's good because I don't have to deal with some of the stuff. But that's one of the things that's very tough to describe in this transition. It almost like I was presiding in my own wake in a way, as making a change. Because normally, when people leave a position, an athletic director moves on, mm-hmm. new people come in and new ideas, and there's not a guy around. Well, we got Al Zickman and Dick Beechner and John McBride are all former ADs. So Paul has a lot of people in Kearney, you know, to give him advice. So, like I told him, I'm here to help him and the Lopers be the best they can. I think I can lend some insight. And there's situations that are coming up with facilities and travel and budget and stuff that I've dealt with that I can help him, you know, move through things. But he's the athletic director, and it's important that he takes that role and runs with it and knows that John McBride's not, there to help him run the athletic department. You know, I'm there to help. Period.
Well, let's get back to the events that are going on this weekend. What do you want? You'll be the figurehead because you are the person we know with Parkinson's. But you're the message obviously is much bigger. As we go through this weekend, what is your message and what are we trying to accomplish here?
Wow. I think, if anything else, just to encourage people to stay positive about this situation and about life in general and enjoy it. Don't take for granted what you got and take a moment to think about some people that will benefit from giving to the Parkinson's research, you know, and education efforts and helping get that word out there. And there's a fund set up in the NU Foundation. If you go to our website and click on the Team McBride deal, one link actually takes it to the foundation site, but it's a Parkinson's Research Fund development for education and research. And that fund's set up for that purpose, and that's the fund we're going to be donating to. So I just ask friends that I've touched, people that I've touched, people that have supported UNK over the years and have enjoyed the Lopers and the student athletes and the administration, and I ask anybody that's had some UNK connections to think about helping out with this Parkinson's effort. And they're not just helping John McBride, but they're helping, you know, Nebraska has the highest number of incidences of Parkinson's of any state in the nation. I don't know if you knew that, 10,000 cases. In 2013, how many? I think it was about 1 million people afflicted with, and there's Parkinsonian symptoms, and there's Parkinson's disease, and Parkinsonian symptoms. Everybody has some of Parkinsonian symptoms in their system. It's just that they don't get aggravated. They don't grow. I have Parkinson's, so I'm one of the 10,000. But for some reason, Nebraska has the highest incidence of Parkinson's. They say it's not genetic situation, but it has to do with environment and chemicals potentially. You know, you think about Nebraska and farmlands. I never thought about that type of thing before, but yeah. You know, the pesticides and things that are typical in this area might make some sense there. Now, here's the deal with that. I'm from Ohio, and I didn't really grow up in a farm setting, although I grew up in a rural setting. So, you know, I have two brothers that are coming. They're 9 and 12 years older than me that have no issues, you know, of this nature. So it just afflicts a lot of people. It might be the person sitting next to them in the stands that might get afflicted with it next. It might be their relative. I just want people to understand that, you know, Parkinson's needs their help to continue a fight that a Michael Fox and others have started a long time ago to deal with a deadly disease. But it's not a death sentence.
No.
That's the key thing. You can still lead a productive life as long as you lead your life the right way and have some positive people around you.
I think that's the important thing, and that's his key message here, is to just remember that we're all part of his team. And when you know somebody who's personally affected by a disease, it helps you learn more and really care more. And so we're really grateful that he's willing to step out and share his story.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It doesn't have to be Parkinson's. It can be cancer, a variety of other afflictions. People sometimes get out. People sometimes can hide and just want to stay sheltered in. So I guess as we kind of wrap things up here, Kelly, I want to give the specifics again, kind of let the folks know what's going on here over the next week.
Sure. We're having a lunch on Saturday at 11 at the Nebraskan Union, and anyone who wants to come, please feel free to. We have the information about the luncheon on unk.edu, as well as the link to the site where people can make a contribution if they want to. Then at the game on Saturday, kickoff is at 1, right, John?
Right.
Then we'll be sharing some information there. Some of the student athletes will be passing a bucket to get contributions for the cause, and we'll be handing out the rally towels, so we'll be a big yellow golden wave in the stands to rally behind Team McBride.
Well, it should be a great day. Weather looks like it's going to cooperate.
I hope so.
October fall football afternoon. A team coming in that UNK is going to have some fun beating up on, hopefully. And then, of course, volleyball next week. And, John, obviously, I'll leave you with the last word if there's anything here that we haven't covered or that you wanted to comment.
No, God bless everybody. You know, I appreciate all the support, and I know that you do what's in your heart, and it's been a great ride.
Well, folks, again, as John said, when you see him around, hey, he's there.
That's exactly right. Yeah, come up and shake my hand. You know, that I'm the same person I was before. I might not be able to get the hand out there just as quick as I did before to shake it, but I'm going to shake it. I'm going to give you the hugs.
Well, I can't wait to see all the folks. Lopers do it as good as anybody else, and they will be there on Saturday. John and Kelly, thanks so much for coming in, and continued best of luck, and God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks for
appreciate
having
the
us.
Time.
You bet. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brandon Cool's going to join us. Kearney High football. Get your fantasy football questions in for Luke Hoover. Major League Baseball playoffs and a whole lot more. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Are you serious about maximizing muscle growth, boosting strength, and optimizing hormones so you can get noticed in the gym? Well, you asked, and Complete Nutrition listened. Introducing the new L3 Anabolic Stack. L3 is the best new muscle-building supplement stack on the planet. If you want to jack up testosterone levels 42% in as little as 12 days, all while packing on tons of muscle and raising growth hormone levels so you can be the man you never thought you'd be, stop by a Complete Nutrition store today and find out how the new L3 series is changing the muscle building game for men.
Complete Nutrition.
Warning, if you put on more than 15 pounds of muscle in the first 4 weeks, please visit your personal health consultant to adjust your dosage.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Afternoon.
From police officers to firefighters, from storm chasers to race car drivers, expert drivers who demand the most from their tires choose the superior performance of Goodyear.
Goodyear is constantly testing, innovating, and looking for ways to improve upon your ride. You can feel confident riding on Goodyear tires because everything they learn from making tires for the experts inspires what they roll into yours. It's even the official tire of NASCAR.
For superior traction, handling, and performance, even in challenging weather, choose Goodyear tires. Visit Goodyear.com to find a great set of tires. Goodyear, more driven.
Ryan, how'd you like to win $3,000?
That depends. I'm not kissing anything, shaving anything, or eating anything with my eyes closed.
Nah, it's nothing like that. All you've got to do is try Go Together on StubHub and submit your name by October 31st.
So you're saying if I invite my friends to a game with Go Together, I could win $3,000?
$3,000 worth of game, show, or concert tickets.
I'm in.
Try Go Together on StubHub today by clicking the Go With Friends button on any event page. Who knows, you might win up to $3,000.
No purchase or shaving of body parts required.
Open to U.S. residents 18 or older, void where prohibited. Ends October 31st, 2013. For full rules, visit StubHub.com.
Thursday night, NFC West rivals get together for a showdown in the desert as the Arizona Cardinals host the Seattle Seahawks. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me from the Subway broadcast booth at University of Phoenix Stadium for all the action. Can Russell Wilson and the Seahawks silence another team's 12th man? Or will the home crowd get to celebrate a Cardinals victory? Tune in to find out. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As some sunshine continues into today, we'll also see some increasing cloudiness with a high of 58 with northwest winds on the way up to 15 to 25. Tonight, we'll drop back to 32 with partly to mostly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Welcome back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. I want to thank John McBride, Kelly Bartling for stopping in for the first portion of today's show. A reminder, Loper fans, there is a Loper lunch today at the Kearney Country Club. They start serving at 11:45, and the coaches will be there at 12 noon. Heck, Bob Crocker's going to talk today. That's worth going out right there. See what the Croc knows. Got some great folks at UNK and Hastings College and the Huskers, but that's part of the reason we have this show, keep the local view going. And we will be talking with Brandon Cool, Kearney High football coach, momentarily. Get your fantasy football questions in for Luke Hoover of RotoWire, RotoWire.com. Tomorrow on the show, Sean Callahan's going to join us, talk a little bit more about his book. But we get him in for the Husker lunch every other week with Steve Sipple. We only get a take a couple minutes to talk, get a couple, three questions, and then we get into the Husker lunch. So we'll get a little more extended talk with him tomorrow. Of course, Jim Langan will be our co-host. We'll have Pigskin Pick'em, your chance to win the Cunningham's cash, get in for some Nebraska-Iowa tickets, and get our combo meal from Big Daly's Deli. That's all part of Friday's show here on ESPN Radio. Also going on Saturday, the Guy Murray Benefit Golf Tournament to help benefit, obviously, the baseball program and the foundation. Contact Damon Day for more information on that. So a lot going on with UNK. The soccer team took one on the chin last night against Doan, 2-1. Hastings College, the men beat Baker University, and the women ended up in a tie. Hey, it might be a little leaning to the side. You jump in your recliner and that spring's kind of poking you in the backside. If the comfort's gone from your recliner, no comfort and comfortable, well then Bruce Furniture has a solution to your problem in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Two great chairs, one low price during their Bruce Furniture recliner sale on Lazy Boy and Lane recliners. You can choose from over 100 recliners in stock in all styles and colors, and they'll have one that's on sale just right for you, just what you want. The best, Lazy Boy and Lane. If the recline is out of that recliner, then check it out today during the Bruce Furniture Recliner Sale, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. He has no time to relax. He has to coach. That is Brandon Cool, head football coach of the Kearney Bearcats, with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And if I was sitting in one of those recliners, I'd be out like a light. So that's good for me to sit at the kitchen table when I'm working on some things at the evening.
It's so much now that you can just watch your watch all the huddle and stuff on your computer, and the next thing you know, you're nodding off. But you've got a big football game coming up this week, sir.
A huge football game. Puts everything in perspective of getting ourselves back into the playoff opportunity. And so the key for us is to get back on the bus, go to Lincoln, Nebraska for the fourth time this season. We should be pretty familiar with that trip, and The key for us is to continue to play hard like we've done all year long.
Yeah, well, so far 2-1 and one play away from being 3-0 on those trips to Lincoln. And tell us a little bit about what North Star has.
Well, I think the key part is you take a look at their weapons that they have on offense. They have a quarterback who's been starting for them for 3 years now that does a great job of throwing their passing game. I noticed that they have started to run with him a little bit more, so more quarterback read stuff, quarterback ISO, quarterback sweep stuff. So he's a good enough athlete to do that in the Bulls kid. And then Austin Rose, who got a lot of press here at the beginning of the season. I know he had a major injury, ankle injury, to start the football season. I think he missed the first three or four or five games, and they're just easing him back. But as you watch him on film, you notice that he's getting healthier and healthier. And we thought he was probably one of the best running backs that we played a year ago, and rightfully so. He's a big kid. You're going to have to tackle him extremely low in order to survive. But those defensive tackles, and so he'll be a handful of us. So for us to be successful, we're going to have to stop the run as we always try to do, and our secondary is going to have to play extremely well versus their passing game.
Talking with Brandon Cool, head football coach at Kearney High. When we started this whole thing, when preseason began, you told us that there would be a quarterback most likely platoon, and it's kind of been a battle for you all year. You platoon them, then they each find an injury out there. What's the situation going into this weekend?
We're gonna play both of those guys. We probably played Whitey a little bit more last week because of the quarterback run game stuff that we dealt with. But we plan on playing both of those guys. Peyton does a good job, and Jacob White, they do a great job of commanding our offense. Again, they're still junior guys. We've had some growing pains on some certain situations, coverage-wise, on where to get the ball to certain receivers. We've had some issues on catching the ball here, especially early on in the season. And so for us to beat Lincoln North Star, we have to have both of those guys on all cylinders.
We kind of mentioned this at the top of the program. You guys have basically been in playoff mode since the Grand Island game. Does it feel that way?
Yes, without a doubt. We've talked about that. We understand the situation, especially with our getting thumped in the nose, popped in the nose a couple times in our non-district schedule. We knew that we had to kind of win out because of the competition that we had to go against and the points we had in our back pocket. So it's been playoff mode. We take it one game at a time, 1 week at a time. And so for us to be successful, we have to beat Lincoln North Star on Friday.
Brandon, what about that wild game last week, a game that on paper you dominated, but there's only one place that it matters, and that's on the big blue scoreboard?
You're exactly right. I thought our kids played extremely hard. We bowed our neck right there in the end of the football game in the fourth quarter when they were driving to make that last score. It's one of those things where we had opportunities. We missed a field goal early on in the game. We just couldn't get any separation from them. And when you give a team an opportunity to hang around, eventually it's going to be a tight game, which it was. So for us, they were able to keep the ball away from us. They were able to move the chains. They had about three or four gadget plays, and I think they connected on all those gadget plays that we couldn't defend. So take my hat off to the Fremont staff. It was a fun football game to probably watch and a fun football game to play in, but a little bit too tight for my comfort.
Let's talk a little bit about the defensive side of the football, because outside of maybe getting caught on a couple gadget plays, they've really had a pretty solid season, especially from the Millard North game on.
You're exactly right. We've done a great job of stopping the run, and they're going to have to do that against North Star. Secondary-wise, we just keep on improving, getting better and better each week, and hopefully we made a ton of great plays secondary-wise against Fremont to kind of help us out, especially in the second half. So we're slowly but surely seeing a lot of improvement out of our defense, and hopefully we're in the correct mode to find that dominant performance against North Star.
Talking for just another minute here with Brandon Cool. Let me ask you this one, maybe from just a general fan standpoint. Those Metro teams, like a North, it was 50-49 against Bellevue West, I think it was, last week. They play so much more high-scoring football, yet when they do play somebody from outside the Metro, it's almost always a defensive type of ball game. Why is that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the head coaches meet with each other in the middle of the field and say, hey, I'll let you score if you let me score, and whoever can kick that extra point is going to win the game at the end of regulation. But you're exactly right. I just think those guys probably know a little bit about their scheme and how to attack them a little bit more than Miller North knows how to attack us. Or, you know, personnel-wise, I think they're more familiar with playing those guys as sophomores, playing JV schedules. You know, they probably spend a lot of time even at the freshman level. So they kind of know scheme-wise on how to attack these defenses or how to attack these coaches. And I think you're going to see a lot of high-scoring games. And then, also you got the rivalry games. Anytime it's a Metro playing a Metro, I think those guys really get geared up for those type of games. No different than Kearney versus Grand Island. We probably get geared up for the Grand Island game, as Grand Island does for us year in and year out, more so than we do against a Lincoln team or a Metro team. So that's a great question. And in order for people to be successful at the Class A level, I still think you're going to have to play great, great defense. And so that's what we're going to hang our hat on, and hopefully we can get that done.
And, Brandon, I know whether it's you or one of your coaches or one of your players, there's a mathematician on that team somewhere. If you can pick up the wins the next 2 weeks against North Star and North Platte, where do you see the Bearcats positioned?
Oh, man, I don't know if we'll have a lot of points if that would occur. And so you're probably looking at clear down, maybe get up to maybe 12 or 13 at the highest, but we'll be probably at the bottom end of that at that bracket. And so you're probably going against one of the big dogs in Class A. But as you look at it, a lot of teams are, 3-4, 4-3. There's a few 5-2 teams. You got the Omaha Norths that are playing really well. The West Side, I've seen them on tape a couple times. Holy cow, they got a good football team. I think Grand Island's really improved, too, since we played them. And so there's a lot of teams that are going to jockey the first two or three, four positions. But, man, I would say from about 5 or 6 seed clear down to 12, 13 seed, I think anybody can beat anybody anytime. So it's going to be interesting. But the key is we got to worry about the task at hand, and that's for us to travel to Lincoln, Nebraska, and get a victory on Friday night.
And last question, I'll let you out of here, Brandon, because next week you'll wrap it up. And our buddy Bernie at North Platte, they just don't have the kids right now, and it's an unfortunate situation. And I know his back's against the wall, and you're going to have to finish them off next week. Have you had a chance to chat with him at all?
I have not. We exchanged film already for next week's game, and I have not had a conversation with Bernie. Bernie and I get along extremely well, and it's a tough scenario that they're in at North Platte. As we observe our sophomore team and their freshman team, I think they got some kids coming up here. I think their sophomore kids were pretty good, and I think their freshman kids were really good. And so if they could just hold on here for another year or two, they might be able to get some things turned around. So I'll have a conversation with Bernie before we play here on Friday night, and there's not a more support that Bernie gets than from me. And vice versa. I think him and I spend a lot of time talking with each other throughout the entire football season, or in the off season also, and making sure that we prepare correctly for our opponents or what we're doing in the off season. And so that's just a tough scenario. I just think they're a little bit low in the talent field right now. And again, I don't know the inside dynamics of what's going on within the school system, but overall in their entire athletic program, I think they're down a little bit. And in order for us to be successful, we're going to have our leaders continue to be our best workers. And I don't know if North Platte has that in their school system right now. So we'll worry about Bernie next week. And right now, our focus is going to be on North Star.
Big game, Lincoln North Star. Kearney High pretty much needs this one, as does North Star. So a great playoff atmosphere. And the real last question, Brandon, have you started working on the schedule for the next 2 years? I know you guys always put one or two guys at the top of your list. Have you got that far?
No, we haven't gotten that far yet, but we'll analyze that pretty hard in December. I would assume our information has to be into the NSAA here later on. We'll worry about the point totals for the last 2 years. Playoff point totals will be the deciding factor on who our district's going to be. So it's going to be interesting. There's no doubt about it on who our district's going to be, and then kind of figure out Geographically, it's, you know, if North Platte's not in our district or if Grand Island's not in our district, we're probably for sure getting those two guys on our schedule from a non-district standpoint. So we'll worry about that when the points come out, and we'll get ourselves a tremendous schedule to be extremely competitive at the Class A level.
All right, Brandon, we'll let you get back to class. Always enjoy the chat. Best of luck tomorrow night.
All right, appreciate your coverage.
Take care, Brandon Cool, head football coach, Kearney High Bearcats. Should be a big one tomorrow on the road at Lincoln North Star. Got to cover quite a few topics there with the coach. If you want to get your fantasy football questions answered, then roll them in. We've got Luke Hoover right around the corner here from RotoWire at RotoWire.com. We're getting into more of those teams getting on bye weeks, obviously injuries. Just going from my fantasy football sites, I knew there was going to be a lot of dropping ads this week, and there were. Who should you play? Who's actually somebody that you picked up that maybe you should get in your lineup instead of just set there collecting dust on your bench? Our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we were talking about what type of a baseball game do you prefer. It was a big topic yesterday morning on Mike and Mike because we're seeing a lot of low-scoring games. And did one of the analysts today, Jeffrey, say that there's been only one comeback, something like that, in all of these series? Somebody gets ahead and it's over. There hasn't been any great rallies in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. And I think part of that's low scoring. Did you catch any of that?
I didn't, but I did hear that both the Red Sox and the Cardinals were winning their series at the time, but they had the lowest record. It was like they were batting 160 and like 161.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Pretty bad. But despite that, they were still up in the series somehow.
Yeah, well, one hit is all it takes at the right time. And 73% of you said you prefer the high-scoring game. 27% of you said that you like the low-scoring game. Two entertaining games yesterday. Didn't matter who you were rooting for. That was 6-4 Dodgers-Cardinals. The Dodgers had the lead. The Cardinals are trying to come back. They had the winning or go-ahead run, as it may be, at the plate in the ninth inning. That is exciting baseball. And then on the other end, Detroit got out right away, and it was Boston trying to come back, but it was just too big of a hill to climb. Today, our Midtown Mark Cooler question, which you can vote on anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you make of Colts owner Jim Irsay's recent comments about Peyton Manning only winning one Super Bowl in spite of all the regular season success he's had? You stole that, didn't you? Is it fair or is it foul? Here's what I got to say about Irsay, and this is, we don't get crazy on the national stuff. This is for the big boys to say. I don't think Irsay said anything wrong. I think the way he, you can say things these days, come out a little strange. And I don't think the way he then came back really cleared the waters up at all. It was time to part ways with Peyton Manning and try and start over and do it again. They weren't going to win multiple Super Bowls probably in the 3 years maybe that they had Peyton Manning if they would have kept him. And they expect to have Andrew Luck for 8, 10, 12 years, and they like what they've got. So you gotta move forward. So I would say they're not foul. I don't know if they're – I guess they're fair. I don't see anything wrong with them. What do you think? Vote on it today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Luke Hoover, RotoWire, and it's really cool. Open next.
Jerseys has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jerseys on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jerseys has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jerseys. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jerseys Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
Hi, it's The Herd. Reaching a large audience is critical to growing your business, but getting the word out can be difficult. It's time-consuming, and it's expensive, unless you use GoToWebinar by Citrix, the makers of GoToMeeting. Simplest way to reach and engage a large audience right from your own desk. With GoToWebinar, you can conduct online events with up to 1,000 attendees. Hold unlimited webinars for a low flat rate. There are interactive features like polls, Q&A. You can even launch surveys. So people will not only hear your presentation, they'll get involved. Go to Webinar. Simple to set up, easy for your audience to use. No IT support needed. Right now, don't wait. 30-day free trial. Visit GoToWebinar.com and click the Try It Free button. That's GoToWebinar.com. Try it.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As some sunshine continues into today, we'll also see some increasing cloudiness with a high of 58 with northwest winds on the way up to 15 to 25. Tonight, we'll drop back to 32 with partly to mostly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
Doug and Daddy Show back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Before the end of the show, we'll give you an update on the State High School softball tournament, which is continuing in Hastings today. So stay with us. We'll give you the very latest on that. Also, you've got state tennis that is underway today. We've got district cross country for all the athletes going on today. So it's keeping real busy. Plus, we've got volleyball coming your way tonight. Conference finals from Wood River in the Lou Platt Conference. As we will be bringing you the Wood River Kearney Catholic consolation match at 6, and then the championship will be between St. Paul and Ord, and that'll get going approximately 7:30. Just depends on how long the consolation match goes today. It's time for our fantasy football report, brought to you by Fanatics, your fantasy football headquarters with high definition televisions all over the restaurant / sports bar, including two giant HD projection TVs. Every game will be on at least one TV during NFL Sundays. And don't forget, they've got a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that'll make you stand up and cheer. So join the Fanatics at Fanatics for every NFL and major college football game all season.
It's time for a fantasy football update with fantasy football expert Luke Hoover of RotoWire.com. Send in your fantasy football questions now and let Luke guide your fantasy team to a championship.
Luke Hoover of RotoWire. He's got more than Band-Aids to fix your team. Luke, good morning. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How you doing?
Doing great, guys. Doing great.
Well, I was talking with some of the guys in our league over the weekend. I said there are going to be a ton of dropping ads, waiver wire acquisitions when that comes down this week. And at least in the leagues that I'm in, the clowns didn't disappoint. There were a ton of dropping ads. Is that the national trend?
You know, there are a lot this week. We saw some injuries, you know, occur that and some names that, you know, now kind of rising, young players that might have been sitting on waivers.
Who's the best one out there? I mean, I'm going for these running back at Dallas. You know, Percy Harvin's coming back. Nick Foles is named a quarterback. Green Bay's banged up, so they think maybe Boykin's going to get some. You've got, as I said, Randall maybe coming in at Dallas. Who's the guy that would be number one on your list to go get?
Well, I like Joseph Randall's ability, but I think he's really just a shorter-term solution for, you know, the Cowboys. DeMarco Murray is definitely out this week, and he could maybe miss a second game. It's hard to say at this point, but I don't view that as a, you know, something that's going to, you know, give Randall a shot to start for any length of time. I really like you know, the opportunity that a guy like Jared Boykin has in Green Bay, because at the very least he's going to step in and be the number three wide receiver for, you know, Aaron Rodgers, and at, in the, you know, for his owners, a best case scenario,
is possibly James Jones missing a little time as well, you know, because he injured the knee this last week in the, you know, in the win. And, you know, he's iffy for this weekend. I think he probably, if he does sit, he misses maybe one game. But Boykin's opportunity is there, and he's got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL throwing the ball.
Saw one of the guys in our league dropped Colin Kaepernick this week. Would you do that?
I wouldn't necessarily drop him, but, I mean, it would sort of depend on who was available on waivers. A guy like Nick Foles, I would strongly consider adding, you know, to start over Kaepernick, but I wouldn't necessarily want to drop him because it's still possible that Foles, you know, will ultimately lose the job back to Vic if Vic is healthy.
Folks, get your questions in for Luke Hoover. We'll get to him here in just a second. You can email him, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Facebook is at ESPN Superstation. And, of course, Jeff's following the Twitter at ESPN1460-1550. Some guys really get into watching the schedule. Luke, I don't know how much you do, and I don't know if you've got the answer off the top of your head, but is there a team out there who's got fantasy players that is about to embark on a favorable schedule over the next 3-4 weeks?
You know, there's, well, his schedule is going to be favorable no matter who he's playing this year, but a guy I love right now and very happy to own in a few leagues is Justin Blackmon. Not only does his schedule have some nice points to the season, but you're talking about a team that's going to have to throw it quite a bit because Jacksonville just can't stop anybody, and they're going to be losing a lot of games. So he's going to get a ton of targets. I really like him, you know, regardless of the actual matchup. But Tennessee is actually going to get their schedule lightened a little bit. They have a tough one this week against the 49ers, and it's either the following week or the week after. I know that they go on bye, but coming out of that, they have some pretty good matchups.
All right, let's get to the questions. Up first this week will be Scott in Kearney. He says, it's a standard league, and he needs one person to fill in his flex position. And then he says, I know it's weak, but injuries and buys hurt. Jerome Simpson, Jeff Cumberland, Ben Tate, Marlon Brown. Who's your flex?
It is a tough one. You know, when I heard that first name, I would say I crossed Simpson off the list. I don't think Minnesota's going to throw it all that much. But of that group, he or Cumberland would be have the best shot to get, you know, yards and points. I guess I would give a slight edge to Cumberland because, you know, he's starting and he's got some chemistry with Geno Smith. We don't know what we're going to get out of Josh Freeman.
Let's stay with Phil the Flex. Terrence says, I need to fill two of them, and he's got five names. So two of these five, Brandon Jacobs, Andre Ellington, Zach Stacy, Eric Decker, Keenan Allen.
I wouldn't bench Decker. You know, he has been a little quiet the last couple of weeks, but still getting Peyton Manning, throwing him the football. It's a big matchup for them, you know, in the primetime game in Indy. I think Manning will use all his weapons. I also love what Keenan Allen's doing. He's got a great matchup with Jacksonville. I can't see benching him right now. He looks like a number two receiver.
Let's go to Andy in Kearney. He says, first off, I need two of these three. It's a PPR league. He starts Arian Foster. So two of these three, Ben Tate, Zach Stacy, Lamar Miller.
Stacy, I would definitely go with him. I know he's got a tough matchup against Carolina on the road, but he's performed well, good total yardage the last 2 weeks, and he's easily the number one back there for St. Louis right now. I would probably give a slight edge to Lamar Miller. He's got a much better matchup than going on the road to Kansas City. He gets to play the Bills, and they've been giving up some yardage numbers to running backs. And sooner or later, the Miami's really got to lean on their running game. I think it could be this weekend.
Here's another PPR league. Start two of these three, Reuben Randall, Terrence Williams, James Jones.
Well, James Jones is the best of that group if he's going to be active. So you're going to probably have to wait until Sunday. I think he'll be a game-time decision. And I believe it's an afternoon game, so that one is a little tricky. If if they are waiting till kickoff, you might not be able to play him. But I would go with Reuben Randall on the other spot. Terrence Williams has some big playability, but he could also, put up a dud with Miles Austin back in the lineup.
Better flex option, this is a standard league. Steve Smith of Carolina, Le'Veon Bell, Willis McGahee.
Le'Veon Bell is going to get the ball the most. But the Ravens are playing the run pretty tough. I still would probably give him a slight edge. We saw that Eddie Lacy was able to run on this weekend. And just on, you know, sheer volume of touches, you kind of have to go with Bell.
Get your fantasy football questions in for the next few minutes. Luke Hoover of RotoWire joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ah, we've got our first trade question of the week. Let's see. I would get Reggie Bush and Stephen Ridley. I would give up Arian Foster and Ben Tate.
I would. That's tough because it's hard to trust Reggie Bush's health, but he's easily playing at an equal level to, you know, Arian Foster right now, and that Texans team in general is kind of a mess. I would probably take that deal to get Reggie Bush and Stephen Ridley because I believe Ridley's going to reclaim his job. As we saw this last week, he had a big one. I'm not a fan of his this weekend in a tough matchup against the Jets, one of the best run defenses. But going forward, it's probably a better deal to have those two backs.
Yeah, that Ridley thing is driving. I've also got Ridley, and of course, he was on the bench last week. Let's go to Jack. He wants to know, in a PPR league, should he start Zach Miller of Seattle or Sean McGrath of Kansas City?
Well, you need to check on McGrath's health. I know he's been a little banged up, and so has Miller, but Miller is definitely returning. He's going to play this week, or tonight, rather. But he's got very few catches on the year, and Taylor's just not throwing it much in general. Kansas City's, you know, likes the tight end. Alex Smith uses him. I would probably opt for McGrath, who's had a couple decent games.
In a PPR league at running back, would you go with Danny Woodhead or Frank Gore? Who would have thunk, Woodhead or Gore?
It's extremely hard to bench Danny Woodhead in the PPR league with the, you know, number of targets and catches he's putting up week to week. And he's got a great matchup against Jacksonville, so he'll actually be able to run the ball. Yeah, and Tennessee's defense is pretty good. You still have to go with Gore, though. It's close. It's a much closer than you would think, like you say, but you got to go with Gore. He's the best player in that Niners offense.
We are going to Ryan. Is it really stupid of me to even consider playing Jay Cutler or Andy Dalton instead of Aaron Rodgers this week?
It's not stupid, per se. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has struggled the last couple of weeks. He's only got one touchdown in, I think, his last three games. And Cutler has performed really well. You know, he's had the highest. I'm actually putting this in my game capsule for this weekend on RotoWire, but he's got the most yardage numbers he's had in three consecutive games since he was a Bronco, so in years. That Trestman offense has really served him well. You know, with Rodgers having his receivers banged up, playing Cleveland with a tough defense, I'm a little leery of it. I'd still start Rodgers because you never know. He could, even with the injuries, he could go off for four or five touchdowns any given week.
What's going on with D'Angelo Williams, Luke?
I think D. Will, you've got to play this week. He's yet to get in the end zone, and he's going to consistently have Mike Tolbert and possibly even Cam, you know, vulture those short touchdowns from him. But he's getting a Rams defense that has just been hammered by, you know, several running backs this year that have put up huge numbers, and he is still getting good total yardage. So I'd like D. Will this week to, you know, have at least probably around 100 total, plus total yards.
Oh, I love some of these emails that we get. Chris and Carney. Luke, if I'm 1-5, should I start preparing for next year?
Well, you never know what could happen. It's a long season. I've seen some big turnarounds and win streaks. I don't prepare for the following year unless I'm eliminated. And if you're a keeper league, it might be a little bit of a different story. You could try to, you know, secure some draft picks for the next year or some young, talented players that you might consider keeping.
Anquan Boldin or Eddie Royal?
Wow, that's not the best options. I'd probably give a little bit of an edge to Anquan Boldin, though. He's still the number one wide receiver in that offense, even though Vernon Davis is the best target.
Let me slide a personal one in here, Luke. We've talked about this last year quite a bit, but maybe not so much this year. We're in a crazy touchdown-only league where you score double points if you're out of position. So if your quarterback runs it in, you get 12 points, or if it's a long run, it's even more. And if you're running back like Woodhead, huge. If you catch it and score, that's double points. I made the gamble of going with RG3 after about 8 quarterbacks were taken, and he is just stinking it up, and Andy Dalton is the backup. What should I do? Dalton's never going to run one in. RG3, you bench him and he's going to go crazy. Help me out here.
Believe it or not, I'd have to double-check the stat, but I'm pretty sure Andy Dalton had 4 rushing touchdowns last year, which was about 2 or 3 less than RG3. So I wouldn't be shocked if he did. I think his passing numbers could at least match, if not exceed, RG3's the rest of the way. You have to believe at some point Griffin will run one in. I mean, we saw this last week. He started to run a little bit more. I'd probably still give Griffin the nod this week. You know, the Bears' defense has been good but not great, and I think he will have to scramble a fair amount in that game.
A couple more have just rolled in. You know, Cody, you don't have to include your Facebook picture when you send that in, buddy, but you are cool. Thanks so much. Cody wants to know, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, should I just get rid of him?
No, I wouldn't drop him, certainly. I mean, he had one of his better games this last weekend, had over 80 yards on the ground. You know, Bernard is definitely going to carve out at least an even split, you know, if not kind of take the lead a little bit. But Green-Ellis is going to get some goal line opportunities, and he's still, you know, if Bernard were to get hurt, you're talking about a guy who's going to get 18, 20-plus carries every week. And I would hang on to Green-Ellis.
And finally, Adam has, again, one of those questions at the beginning of the year you never thought you would hear. I need a flex. Would you go with Keenan Allen, Gronk, or Calvin Johnson?
Well, we can't play Gronk until he's actually, you know, going to suit up. As of this point, it sounds like he hasn't been cleared medically by his doctor, by James Andrews. So until he's actually cleared, yeah, obviously he's out of the running. It's hard to imagine you're choosing between Calvin Johnson and Keenan Allen, but with Calvin Johnson banged up, Keenan Allen does look like a slightly better play right now. And we're talking about a guy who's had over 300 yards in the last three games, and he's developed into Philip Rivers' favorite target. I would give a slight edge to Allen.
That's just amazing. It is truly amazing. Everybody wanted Calvin Johnson. I guess I should have traded him. But, again, to the 1-5 guy out there, all you got to do is make the playoffs, and then you see what happens. And Blake says, I need to fill two wide receivers and one flex position. We've got five names here, and you've already mentioned a couple that you love, so I'll let you fill in the blanks. Two wide receivers, one flex. Danny Woodhead, Justin Blackmon, Pierre Garçon, Vincent Jackson, Wes Welker.
Wow. Well, it's got to be three wide receivers because there's too many good ones to choose from. I think Blackmon is a must-start. I wouldn't bench him. And I would say the same about Wes Welker. We're talking about somebody who scored in every single game, so that's incredibly consistent. 8 touchdowns now in a year leading the league at receiving. I think Vincent Jackson bounced back last week. We saw that. You know, Mike Glennon's going to target him quite a bit. He got in the end zone twice. He's got a nice matchup against Atlanta with a, you know, bagged up in the inexperienced secondary. I like Vincent Jackson definitely going forward. He's going to be the number one target there.
Brandon says Romo or Rodgers this week?
Ooh. You know, like I said before, Rodgers can go off any given week, and I know Romo struggled, you know, with a good matchup this last weekend, but it's hard to imagine him doing it two times in a row. The Eagles have been pretty terrible against the pass. I have to go with Romo.
The must play of the week and the dud stud is who?
Well, the dud stud is an easy one for me because I've got him on my bench. And it did cost me last week, but Larry Fitzgerald, you know, now he's dealing with, you know, injuries on both his hamstrings. He's tweaked them at some point this year, so far in the season, with the second one coming this last week. It's a short week against the Seattle secondary that's been incredible. You know, going against Richard Sherman. I don't like Fitz this week, even though he had the nice one against the Niners. And the guy you can't bench, that one's a little trickier, but I'm going to go back to a name we mentioned before. I'm going to say D-Will. I think he had a really big game against the Rams. Wouldn't be surprised if he broke a long run and got in the end zone for the first time this season.
Well, we hope you are right. It would help me out as well. I like that, and let's see if he hits another home run this week. Hey, Luke, thanks so much for the time. We'll do it again next Thursday.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks.
Folks, don't forget RotoWire is the place to go, number one when it comes to fantasy football and all of your fantasy sports, rotowire.com. And don't forget, every week it's the Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. It's free, and there's gifts, and at the end of the year, all the winners are entered into a drawing for the $200 Super Bowl party for you and your friends at Fanatics. Just go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge, and sign up. each week it resets. It's new anyway, and it's a floating salary cap. Set your team each week, and the better you do, the better chance you have. $25 gift card to Fanatics for the winner. Free large pizza for second. And as we said, the winners are entered into a drawing for the Super Bowl party at the end of the year. The Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. Play today at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll wrap it up after this.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
You're in your car, and when you brake, the nose dives. A lot. And diving means longer stops. Longer stops mean bad news for little old ladies crossing the street. So you turn into AutoZone to get the shocks and struts you know you need to keep your car stopping on a dime. No little old lady hood ornament for you.
Right now, get an AutoZone gift card worth up to $125 when you buy four qualifying Gabriel shocks and struts. Restore your car's handling and get a gift card. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Tell us, what happened out there?
I just had to keep driving forward. I knew the game plan, and I was rewarded because of it.
What was the key play?
Using my BP driver rewards card when I filled up to save on gas on the way to the game.
Do you use regular?
BP driver rewards. Become a member today and receive an instant 10 cent per gallon reward that you can use on your first fill up. Sign up now at bpdriverrewards.com. Single use only. Rewards good for up to 20 gallons. Terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday, it's the finals of the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic and Wood River play the consolation game at 6, then St. Paul and Ord in the championship. And Friday night football on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic at Chase County. On 1550, Adams Central, Central Catholic. On 1230 KHS, St. Cecilia, Donovan, Trumbull. While Southern Valley's at Ravenna Friday night on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug and Daddy Show here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and of course the all-new ThinkMidway.com, where you can see their entire inventory. You can also like them on Facebook from ThinkMidway.com, where they're giving away tickets and oil changes and always something for you, the fans and the customers of the Midway Auto Dealerships. They've got Storm hockey tickets, Storm home again this weekend. Your chance to win some tickets on Facebook and ThinkMidway.com. If you're in the mood for a new or pre-owned vehicle, they have got some certified pre-owns on the lot getting you ready before the snow flies so that you've got that done and taken care of, and you've got it whether it's at the farm or at your home in town or maybe just something for the college kid or the high school kid to get back and forth to class. Midway can take care of you. If you're looking for something new, want to try the Chrysler 300 right now with manufacturer rebate, you can get up to $6,300 off the Chrysler 300. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, both located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and the all-new ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Let's go to the state softball tournament, day two going on in Hastings. And let's take a look at what's going on in Class A. Winner's bracket, Lincoln North Star leads Papillion La Vista 1-0. Bottom of the second, top of the second, Millard South and Lincoln Southeast are tied 1-1. In Class B, Elkhorn South leading Grand Island Northwest 2-0, and York leading Norris by a score of 2-0. Earlier today, it was Omaha Scutt beating Elkhorn South by a score of 6-3, and Blair took care of York 13-6. In Class C, earlier today, it was Wahoo edging Wayne 8-7, and Bishop Newman clipped Southern by a score of 3-2. So Southern will play Fillmore Central, Exeter Milligan, and Wayne will play Guardian Angels Central Catholic. Those games get underway at 2 o'clock. Then Wahoo and Bishop Newman are in the winner's bracket final at 4:30. In B, Blair and Scutt are there in the winner's bracket final at 4:30 as well. So Grand
Grand Island still in the tournament. They will play this afternoon at 2 o'clock against one of the losers of the games currently going on in Class A. As we said, there is all kinds of activities that are going on. Big week. State cross country is next week, and the district meets are today to get everybody qualified. Also, state tennis is underway, and we'll keep you up to date as that transpires later this afternoon. And tonight, NFL football, we've got the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Also, it's Game 5 of the American League Championship Series in baseball as the Red Sox take on the Detroit Tigers. So the Dodgers stayed alive yesterday. There's good vibes by the National guys saying Clayton Kershaw can go out and get him a win in Game 6, Jeffrey, but I'm very concerned that the Dodgers are going to have a monumental task going to St. Louis and winning two. I would not bet one single red cent on the Dodgers today. Again, I'm a game away from having the streak come to an end.
Yeah, it looks like the Dodgers, they might get one from Kershaw, but the Cardinals, like Randy said the other day, they don't hit a lot, but when they do, they hit them when people are on base. And the Cardinals just seem like a team of destiny this year. And going back to the Thursday night game, I got Seattle tonight in the Survivor pool, so go Seattle.
That's a safe one. And this here's one of those stories that just kind of came out of nowhere, and you go, oh, man. Former Husker Irving Fryer indicted on theft charges. Fryer and his mother are charged with conspiring to steal nearly $700,000. Prosecutors say the pair engaged in a sophisticated mortgage fraud scam. The 51-year-old Fryer lives in Springfield, New Jersey, and is the pastor of a church that he founded. He's also the head coach of a high school football team. Of course, he played for four NFL teams, including in the Super Bowl with the Patriots, after being part of the triplets at Nebraska. Hopefully, things work out positively for everyone involved there. We do want to thank, same story and same wishes go out to John McBride, Kelly Bartling. Thanks for coming in from UNK. Don't forget Team McBride and the Help Beat Parkinson's going on as a big part of the Loper festivities and football game on Saturday. Go to lopers.com for more information. Want to thank Brandon Cool, head football coach at Kearney High, and Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Sean Callahan of Husker Online among our guests. Jim Langan, Pigskin Pick'em on a Friday. Doug and Daddy, have a good one.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.